tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Sticking out the tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it and this shit look fun.
Where are they from? Hey guys, it is Megan Stegger. Tonight I am your host for AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. Tonight we're going to be discussing Season 4, Episode 9, What Happened in Vegas. And tonight I'm joined by no one. Unfortunately, everyone is home for the holidays, but I didn't want to let you guys down. I am here to break it all down for you. And what happened in Vegas? Let's get right to it. So tonight, if you guys want to tweet me, you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker. And as always, it's spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Now, as I said, the guys were in Vegas for their big guy trip that none of the girls wanted them to go on. In the morning, we feel like maybe we're in the middle of a dramatic scene. So Jax and Peter wake up alone in kind of the common space area. And they're like, where are the two Toms? Tom and Tom. Oh, my God. Tom. So Schwartz is asleep in bed and is woken by the yelling. And he's like, oh, my God, I lost Sandoval. So maybe we're thinking it's a repeat of the other guy trips where the guys have gotten themselves in trouble. Somebody did something wrong, cheated on a girlfriend. There needs to be a big cover-up that goes on for the next two, three seasons. But Sandoval stumbles in. Schwartz says, oh my God, I lost him. I don't know what happened. The two of them went and got lost on this trip together the night before. So crazy enough, Jax was not the one to be lost. He is totally in the suite, looks pretty good, doesn't seem hungover. And the two Toms, out of the four of them, shockingly, are the ones who went and got lost on the strip. So two Toms are now found back in the hotel. It appears as if Tom Sandoval never slept. Got a beer in his hand. Still got the clothes on from the night before. Whole outfit. And the guys reveal that they did something really stupid at about 4:30 or 5 a.m. They both got tattoos on their ass. So, unfortunately, they're both terrible tattoos. Schwartz got a tattoo that says, in cursive, Bubba. So this is an ode to Katie. Poor Katie. So obviously, Tom and Katie always call each other Bubba on camera. And the guys let him know that he's totally screwed if he ever goes to prison. Because it says Bubba right on his ass. And Tom Sandoval says, you know, I never thought I'd get a tattoo, ever. I have this completely tattoo-free body, and I did something really stupid at 4:30 a.m. and got a giant letter A on my ass for my girlfriend Ariana, who I love. Now, this letter A is the ugliest thing I have ever seen. Everyone kept calling it the bacon A, saying it looks like bacon. I have to say it reminds me of the Arizona Diamondbacks letter A logo that they have on their baseball hats. It was so bad. It was like an orange and red. I don't know. Maybe those are her favorite colors. Really terrible. Really terrible. So he was rightfully so ashamed of himself. And then he whined all the way back on the road trip back to work that his ass hurt too bad to sit down. So it appears that the guy's trip, although cheating free, was not drama free. And when they get back to work, unfortunately, a couple of them have to drive straight to work and go right in the building and start working. So when they get there, they were maybe still drunk because they decide to pull down their pants and show Lisa the terrible tattoos they got, who in their right mind shows their boss a fresh tattoo on their ass. I don't know. Maybe that's how cool they are with Lisa. I don't know. So the guys decide to reveal to their girlfriends their terrible tattoos. So Sandoval opens it up, or actually Schwartz opens it up to Katie as, I did something really stupid last night. So we kind of we got to see that last week. And it was kind of like, oh my God, what'd they do? What happened? This is going to be terrible. Kind of pulled one over on us in the promo department over there at Bravo. All it was him revealing the stupid tattoo. And she's kind of embarrassed, as any girlfriend would be. But it gets worse when Sandoval reveals his tattoo to Ariana. Jax was right. Ariana is going to hate it, and she does. She freaking hates it. And she hands him back all the cash he handed her that he won gambling and says, you're going to need this for your laser tattoos. Opinion time for me. They're both jackasses. I would also be pissed. Both the tattoos are terrible. I gotta fill in for Dan this week. I got to say, they're both dumb, stupid, never should have got the tattoos. The girlfriends are right to be pissed, and I both hope they both get them lasered off. And I just want to say, hey, shout out Steven Starr. Hi. And Henry, I loved when J-Law was on Watch What Happens Live and commented on the Vegas trip. Me too. Hi, Mr. Henry84. Guys, keep your comments coming. I'm loving having a little co-host action with you guys. And I just wanted to say, with Katie this episode, something's going on with the face. She looks really freshly plumped in a couple of scenes, and I was wondering if anybody else caught on to that and what they might have thought of that. I'm not sure if it's just the lips or she got lips and cheeks, lips, cheeks, and chin. Something with her entire face from the eyes down looked very different to me. It was kind of like when the Real Housewives do it in the middle of a season and you're like, whoa, what happened? Or they're about to go and watch What Happens Live, so they get all plumped up and then their face kind of really hasn't settled back and you're like, why do they look so different? Their face is so chubby, shall I say? It looks a little chubby and they look a little stiff. I don't know. Katie, I think you're way too young and way too pretty. Put down the needles. You look great. All right, so that's my whole take on the tattoo situation. We do also get to see a lot of flirting with James and Lala at work this week. I guess that James is really trying to seal the deal. So he mentions he hasn't sealed the deal. They love to make out, but I think this is just fun for Lala. She likes to drink and make out with him, and that she really doesn't like him. She's giving him all the hints in the world by saying, yeah, we'll always be friends. So I think that James really needs to take that advice and just know that they're always going to be friends. Hi, we have one more person joining the combo. Hi, Damiana Nava. Hi. And Mr. Henry's in Denmark. Well, thank you. Thank you for not making me feel alone. That's so sweet of you. So we also got to see a great visit from Tom's mom this week, which I am so on Lisa Vanderpump's side with this, in that she finds it hilarious that Tom's mom is a firefighter and really just a strong person and a strong woman, and that she raised this son who shaves his forehead and plucks his eyebrows. I gotta say, I totally agree, because Tom was saying, oh, I get my strength from my mom and I get my tough side from my mom, and that skatery, grovelly voice that he has. And I'm just like thinking, no, dude, it's the opposite. You're the opposite of your mother. And Ariana is like your mom. Ariana's the tough one. Ariana's not super emotional. You're pretty in touch with your emotions. You're a little femme when it comes to the grooming. And Lisa pointed that out right afterward, which I loved. I totally agree with you, Lisa. We also get to see a whole, I guess, episode two of Jax and Kristen this week. So last week I was mentioning that I thought the producers were doing something to keep Kristen involved in the show in making up this friendship between she and Jax. So she's been mentioning through appearances on Watch What Happens Live and little moments throughout the show that, you know what, Jax is not a bad guy after all, and Jax and I, he's loyal. He's loyal and we're friends now. So to me, very obvious producer manipulation and keeping Kristen in the loop, but I don't mind it. It's obvious to me, but I don't mind it because I do want Kristen around for the drama. And I do love seeing Kristen as a completely different character this season. So Kristen this season is, I'm so calm, I'm so zen, I've worked through all my crap through therapy, and I'm ready to start dating again. And she wants Jax to go out with her to the bar. Jax is like, hey, cool, I'll be your wingman. Who has more experience in dating and kissing and making out at bars than me? I think it's a good idea to take Jax as your wingman. So they go out together, and he lets her know, you know, you need to not be dating guys in your 20s, which I totally agree. I think that's been her problem all along. She needs somebody in her, she's in her 30s, so she also needs someone to, who's in their 30s and a little more mature than she's been dating. And Jax mentions someone with a job. I completely agree. Crazy enough, Jax, this might be the first time you're sounding legitimately like you know what you're talking about. This is actually really good advice, and Kristen listens. She also has a prerequisite of she wants you to be taller than her. So you got to be 6'1". I have no problem with this. I agree with that. I hope my boyfriend's not watching because I'm going to say he is taller than me, which I like. But when I wear heels, sometimes I get a little bit taller than him. And it's freaky to me to go from feeling like I can hug him and feel smaller and taken care of to being taller than him. And it kind of puts like it throws everything off balance for me mentally. So I agree with her that you need a taller man. I'm not saying everyone does. I'm saying I understand how she feels. And I'm not sweating it. So, unfortunately, I don't think Kristen had much luck out at the bar. She mentions that the last thing she needs to do is date a 24-year-old Mactor, which I love that term. And if you're not from LA, Mactor refers to people who are model actors, which this town is obviously full of. And especially if you're meeting anyone who's in their 20s, please ask them if they're a Mactor, because you're probably wasting your time in dating them. It's probably just going to be a hookup. Word to the wise. So, crazy enough, she ends up kissing a 24-year-old Mactor, which is probably where the confessional or the interview one-on-one came from, where she said, the last thing I need to be doing is dating a 24-year-old Mactor. So I think she kind of struck out. She had some fun kissing moments at the bar, but I think she struck out as far as finding a new person to date. But hey, these days, who is finding a boyfriend at the bar? I mean, I think it's kind of a long shot. I think everyone's got your special little fun dating apps, your Tinder, what have you. And she could get on Match. I think we've seen through her Instagram that she's not out at the bars kissing any more frogs right now. She does have a man. We may get to see him later on this season. I'm not sure. But if you're following her on Instagram, you've definitely seen this guy. And maybe we'll hear a little bit more about him later. Hi, guys. Just want to say what's up to the chat room. Redhead Michelle, I think Tom's A tattoo looked totally fake. Okay. Good. I don't know. I think it was real. But, Redhead Michelle, if that's what you think, no probs. Well, I guess we'll see later on. They did post an Instagram picture of it last night. Not sure if that's updated or if it was a still from the show. But maybe we'll stay tuned and see if we see the tattoos pop up anymore this season. Layla A says, James is disgusting. Aw, Layla, that's all right. We'll see how he does the rest of the season. And Mr. Henry 84, she needs someone more stable. Abso-freaking-lutely. Could not agree more. All right. So Katie talks about her relationship with Kristen. We do have a whole Kristen as the third character that is not ever there, which goes on a lot this episode. So Katie speaks about Kristen in that there's no animosity between the two of them anymore. And I don't know if this is real or if this is something that the producers want to keep Kristen in the loop on the show, because it had gotten so bad last season from the past few seasons of all of her problems with everyone that no one wanted to be around her. So she and James were their own island unto themselves, and they really couldn't mix with the group. So I'm not sure if Katie's over it or if I'm forgetting something that happened between them, or if it's just enough time has passed and in their real lives off camera they have become friends again. But she mentions there's no animosity, and Kristen shows up at Sir to have a short talk with Katie, saying, I'm about to go apologize to Ariana. I you know, I'm not sure how to do this other than to approach her at work because I can't pop into her real life in any way. She's afraid of me. So I'm not sure this was the best idea to approach someone at work who really can't run away from you. You know, she can't leave the bar she's working at as the only bartender there. She can't run away from you if she's feeling threatened. And she definitely is not ready to talk to you. I don't know if this was the best idea, but I do think that it was great that Kristen is kind of having this mea culpa tour and just apologizing to anyone she's done wrong. It's almost as if she's in an AA 12-step program. I think she's probably learning in her therapy to forgive and let go, and that apologies need to happen if she wants to move on and become friends with people again, or just to move on herself. So if she wants to let go feeling hurt that Ariana and Tom, in her mind, cheated behind her back, I think that she thinks apologizing to anything negative she said or did to Ariana after that is going to set her free. So not sure it was the right venue, but here she goes. Goes right into Sir and apologizes to Ariana, who is having none of it. This was a very uncomfortable, dramatic scene, and I loved it. I could not believe how calm Kristen stayed during this entire thing. To see Kristen in this entire new zen-like state, and the only time she really said anything to defend herself when Ariana was throwing back insults her way, was just that, okay, you don't need to throw insults my way. We're all adults here. So I'm not sure what you guys thought of this whole moment. I thought it was completely just a complete role reversal. So I think we've seen Ariana stay very calm when they've had these confrontations before, when Ariana's behind the bar, and Kristen is the heated, upset one. But it's completely opposite this season, and it's so strange to me as someone who's been watching this show from day one to see the role reversal between the two, because Ariana was always the chill chick. Not that she's not still chill, but she definitely has a grudge with Kristen and is not letting it go and was hurling insults, which doesn't really seem to like her, to me, in my opinion. And you guys are saying, Katie Jerry saying, Chris really did stay calm. I was shocked too. Kelly Henderson saying, Ariana's pretentious, but it comes from a place of insecurity. Okay. Kelly, are you talking about insecurity for the fact that she and Tom cheated together and she's lying about it still in Kristen's eyes? That's what I'm wanting to know. But, I mean, I thought this was a really amazing apology on Kristen's part, and that Ariana, I was surprised. She said, I wrote down here a couple things that she said. I don't give a fuck, just stay away from me. I was actually shocked that she got as upset as she did and was kind of saying things like, I don't care if you're frolicking in a field or taking an SHI, you know what, in the street, don't ever come near me. And then hurling insults back, like, all of my friends are intelligent and classy and da da da, and you're none of those things. So I was really surprised that Ariana got that upset over a very calm conversation and was saying, but here's the thing. I'm sure she had these things stored up in her mind for so long, wanting to say these kinds of things to Kristen. And here was her opportunity. So, you know, maybe I would have been like Ariana in this situation. If you've been thinking about something for so long and being confronted at work a few times where you couldn't defend yourself, really, you couldn't run away from that bar, you were captive at work, you know, maybe I would have reacted in the exact same way. I'm not faulting Ariana for it. I think as the viewers, it's surprising to see because we know her as the chill girl, the chill bird. She's super cool, laid back. But, you know, we are seeing her emotional side this year. We got to see her be, you know, upset over her dad's death at her birthday party and when she spoke to Tom last week about it. So we are seeing a lot more of Ariana and different sides of her, which I think really rounds her out for us as a character, which I'm actually really enjoying. I'm enjoying seeing multiple sides to everyone this year that we haven't seen before, for the fact that they're real people And we're getting to see the real them, not just who they get kind of edited into through certain storylines and drama that they've had. So I'm really loving that about this season. It's kind of so different to me than it has been, while everything kind of still remains the same. You guys know what I mean. A couple other shout-outs. Well, Megan Ariana did run away last season. That is true. In an Uber, that is true. She did get so upset by one confrontation that she and Tom decided to run away when Miami Girl showed up. That was pretty crazy dramatic. So Tom does a super creepy men's lingerie shoot, Tom Sandoval. And I don't know what you guys thought about the $8,000 lease men's lingerie short things. I thought they were the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I don't know who's buying them or what market it's for. Maybe it's a European thing. But let me know if you guys would ever wear that, buy it. Who do you think would look good in it? I can't picture who these clothes would look good on, but Tom, of course, looked handsome as ever, even with his dad bod. I'm not sure why Katie told him he had a dad bod, because he's a very slim guy. Just because he doesn't have a six-pack in L.A. doesn't mean you have a dad bod. But I guess that's a cute little couples joke they have between them. But they decide to sit down and talk about Tom Sandoval and Jax's co-birthday party. And they're kind of bringing it up, like, would it be okay if Kristen came? And they're kind of the same mind of, like, should everybody be over it right now? I don't know. I think she could be a liability. So Katie's on the, like, everybody should be over it by now fence. And Tom is on the, well, she's a liability. So it's kind of like, even though Kristen has turned over this new leaf, it's too new. No one's buying it that she's of a sane, sound mind, that she's going to be cool, that she's not going to stir the pot, that she is the more mature version of herself that we're kind of seeing at the viewers. They're not buying it. So I don't blame them. I don't know if I'd buy into it either. As Ariana said, it seems, you know, she's calculated. To some of them, they think she's calculated. So if that's what they think, I agree with them that, you know, what's going on, what's she up to, it, you know, would she plan something crazy against James? I don't know what you guys think. Let's see. Everyone in the chat room's agreeing with each other. Well, that's good. So they also say that, Katie says, Tom and Ariana are isolating themselves in the way that Stassi used to. She's seeing them isolate themselves because of this whole Kristen thing. So people are becoming open to be around Kristen, but because Tom and Ariana aren't okay with it, that they're starting to isolate themselves. So I totally think she's right in that. I think that that's what Stassi did to herself, and she found a way to not be on the show anymore. She isolated herself so much that her last one remaining friend, Katie, couldn't take it. Like, they had their friend fight where Stassi was always trying to control her or tell her what to do and who to see and who she can't hang out with. Stassi isolated herself so much that Katie's like, I can't put up with your rules and who you say I can and can't see. So she's kind of seeing Tom and Ariana do that to themselves, and I agree with her. I think that it seems like everybody else is willing to hang out, and I don't fault them for isolating themselves from Kristen, but it's becoming a problem for everyone else. We do get to see a really funny Tom Ariana moment this episode, where Ariana has a friend who does kind of like a Dear Diary comedy show. So what you do is bring your old diary. You bring a photo from that time, or a few photos, and they put one up behind you on the screen while you're up on stage at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, I believe they were. And it's kind of like stand-up, but you have your material written down right in front of you, which is kind of your former self, and it's supposed to be funny to everyone, because maybe you were a total idiot back when you were when you're reading back what you were writing down 10 years ago. In the case of Ariana, I thought hers was hilarious. I thought she was getting a bad reaction from the crowd, or maybe it was edited in to look like she wasn't getting much of a reaction from the crowd. Jax was not a fan, as we saw. But I thought it was hilarious. She was writing down what it was like to be at college in the very beginning. And I think we can all relate to thinking that the first page of anything is so important. So if you're writing a script, a screenplay, anything. So this was her diary, and she thought it was really important that the first page be epic. And she mentions that in case anyone finds this diary or turns it into a movie, that she wanted it to be epic. So hilarious enough, she did get to read it. And I guess it was epic in its own way for the audience. I don't think it will ever be made into a movie. And there were also Wiccans at her school and a bunch of girls that she thought were lesbians. I'm not so sure why she thought everyone was a lesbian, but who knows? Maybe they were. Tom gets a lot of laughs, too, for his silly song lyric diary. So he didn't have a real diary. He had all of his lyrics to his bad music from back in the day that he was writing when he was 22. And he reads it. He kind of reads it to the crowd, which gets a lot of laughs. And unfortunately, I don't know if he had too many beers, he decides to show off the A on his ass tattoo, which pisses Ariana off. Which brings me to, do you guys think that the honeymoon is over between Tom and Ariana? Because I think that we saw last week the argument she had against him going to Vegas and him saying, well, I'm going anyway. And her kind of just like storming out of that argument. The problems they were having as far as how disgusted she was with him getting the tattoo, which was for her. I mean, if you're going to be pissed about a tattoo, I mean, he at least got a huge letter A, which meant you, which meant Ariana. Of course, you're a little annoyed that he got an ugly tattoo, but it's not visible in public usually if he keeps his underwear on. And she was really pissed and she didn't let it go the entire episode. There was this scene with his mom where she brought it up. There was the scene when he first showed her and she was pissed and she said, you need to get it lasered off. And then she was talking about it, I think, a third time in the episode. So there were little arguments about that. And then at the end of the episode, they kind of seemed, instead of, I don't know, to me, it seemed like the honeymoon is over. It is over. She was pissed at the comedy show for him showing his butt. Like, there's just so many little cracks in the veneer. So I don't think there's any trouble in paradise by any means. But I do think that we're seeing a not so perfect relationship anymore. Like that whole lovey-dovey, you're having sex every single night, sometimes twice a night. The other person can do nothing wrong. You're bringing up their name into every possible conversation that you can, that you're having with other people. It's that super lovey-dovey love that you have in the first year. I think it's over and they're having like real world problems and everyday problems, and they live together now. So I think that's a lot of the annoying little arguments that you get into with your partner, boyfriend, lover, husband, whoever, come from cohabitation. And I think that we're seeing that. And of course, Kristen is still around. So that's always going to be something. Not that they argue over her, but you know, there could be differing opinions about her. And I think that maybe Ariana's legit, well, I'm not going to say legit. She has a definite fear of Kristen. And I think her kind of telling Tom, like, no, she can't be here and no, she can't be there, feeds into Tom's dislike of Kristen and memories of Kristen. And it just gets worse. They kind of feed it on that each other and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I think that it brings him out of his group of friends in that Kristen can't ever be around. So I think that all these little arguments, kind of nothing's perfect anymore. And we're getting to see that. It's not super lovey-dovey beginning love anymore. So I thought that was really interesting this week, kind of building on last week with seeing that. Also, Jax lies to Lala about Britt coming right after the show. So the whole gang has gone and saw this comedy show. And we see James trying to break into Jax and Lala having a conversation about, yeah, let's go get drinks. James breaks in and starts kissing her on her face a million times. The weird thing is Lala doesn't mind this at all. Here's what I like about Lala. She doesn't mind being like a dude. She doesn't mind acting how guys act. So guys totally act like that. Guys wouldn't mind if they were talking with another girl and a different girl comes up and starts kissing them on the mouth in front of that girl. Like, they don't mind. That would be so cool to them. Like, how awesome am I? I rule. It's so cool to me that Lala's like, I don't care. I don't care what you think of me. None of you are my boyfriend, and I don't care what all these other people standing around think. I don't know what you guys think. Let me know what you think about Lala in that light. I just think she's super cool. In the way that she also told James about Jax, like, don't tell me. I'm a pretty good judge of who I want to be around, so just, like, don't tell me who I kind of can't be around. He was like, you can't be around Jax. She's like, you can't tell me that, so okay, bye. So I just love that about her, and I don't think we've seen a character like that on this show. And I just think she's kind of the star of the show this year, and her and James, and I really, really like her. I think she's an amazing addition. The thing I don't like is that Jax does lie about his girlfriend, Brittany, coming to move in with them. It's brought up by James, well, isn't your girlfriend moving in, like, tomorrow? Or isn't she on her way right now? And he's like, no. No, dude, like, nah. Like, she'll be here Friday. You're wrong. And then he lies right to Lala's face and says, oh, I just lied. She's not coming. So he just wants to go out with Lala and, I'm assuming, just have sex with her. As we do get to see from the promo for next week, he whispers to her, can't we just F and no one know about it? But, of course, this is on camera with a mic on, so we all know about it. Okay, Jax, you dum-dum. But his girlfriend, Brittany, is moving in. So I'm not sure what he's trying to pull. I'm assuming it's one last hurrah for him. Let's see what you guys are talking about in the chat room. LOL, I'm with Jax. I didn't get it. Maybe my sense of humor isn't that evolved. Kelly did not think that her Ariana's stand-up was too funny. Let's see. Mr. Henry 84, I like Lala, but not Lala with James. I agree with you. Kelly thinks I'm mixed with Lala. I like her 70% of the time. Okay. Very good to know, you guys. And Layla, same as Kelly. Perfect. All right. Well, I'm so glad you guys are chatting back with me. This makes this so much easier. All right. So we get to the end of the episode. And it looks like the gang is having pizza around at Tom and Ariana's place the night after the comedy show is what I kind of thought. I didn't go back and check the clothing to make sure that it was the same night, but that's what it seemed like to me, that they were all hanging out having pizza afterwards. It was like a little like post-party. And so the guys bring up the convo about like, hey, what are we doing for our co-birthday? So Jax and Sandoval are going to have a co-birthday together. Like, who's invited? What are we doing? So, I don't know if it was Schwartz or Katie that wasn't so smart to bring up, hey, we were just like tossing around Kristen's name, and it gets a big, big reaction from Sandoval. He's like, hell no, how could you possibly think it would be okay with me to have Kristen around on my birthday trip? Like, hell no. So I'm assuming this isn't going to be just a birthday party somewhere. This is going to be a trip. So usually we do get to see a trip every season. I'm assuming this will be the trip we get to see this season. Not sure where yet. And it's like, a hell no, Kristen is not invited. But I feel like if she's a major player on the cast, they're going to find a way to get her invited. So I'm not going to, I'm not sure if it's going to be one of those freaky, like, Kristen shows up uninvited things. Like, I think it was episode one this season at Sheena's birthday party. Or how we might get her there. Or if she'll stay home and we'll get to follow what's going on at home with her. But she's, you know, primary cast member. So I feel like even when everyone hates each other on these trips, everyone goes. So we'll have to figure out how she get. I guess we'll just wait and see how Kristen may or may not go on this trip. But Tom really does freak out. Like, to me, it was unnecessarily. I'm not sure if he was drunk. I could see that he was drinking a Coors Light can, and I'm not sure how much he may or may not have drank at the comedy show. But it seemed like a crazy freak out. And I'm not sure if he was trying to show his acting skills, like flexing acting muscles for the camera, because they know that this is definitely a launch pad for these guys, and a lot of them don't really seem to be getting acting work so much as club appearances and product lines. I would say Ariana, shout out, is doing a lot of cool stuff in the acting world and appearing on stage, doing comedy and things like that. But maybe this was real. Maybe he was drunk, or maybe this was a little put on for the cameras. But to me, it seemed like an overreaction. Not sure if you guys think the same, but let me know. But Ariana also jumps into the fight, and to me, she seemed drunk to me too, because I've never seen her react to anything that way, so pissed off. So she never seems to be super rude to me, but she got, I thought, rude with Katie, saying, shut up. What did I write down here? Ariana tells her to shut up, and then Tom's like, look at this mother effer. Or look at you, mother effer, because she kept saying, look at you, calm down, because they're standing up, jumping around, screaming in her face, using their hands. And she's like, look at you, just calm down, that we just brought the name up. We don't, you know, we don't need to get all upset over this. And the two of them freaking out so much. I'm not sure if this is like a post-traumatic stress disorder thing with the two of them with Kristen, or if they were drunk. I'm thinking both. But let me see what you guys are saying. Kelly, we're still talking about Lola. Lala, I'm sorry, I said Lola. Lala has all the dudes wrapped around, which is great. LOL. I agree. Even though I'm not sure those are wrapped around the finger-worthy dudes. Exactly. I don't think they are either, but go Lala. So I just am not sure where we're going to end this whole argument with Kristen going. I'm not sure if we're going to get to see it wrap up next week, or if this is the last we're going to see of it. But it was definitely a major freakout to me. Not so uncharacteristic for Tom, but uncharacteristic for Ariana, because I thought she was really kind of rude to Katie for what we usually see. A few more comments. Kelly. Okay, so Mr. Henry agrees with Kelly about probably they just aren't wrap around your finger worthy dudes. And Kelly says, I like Jax's girlfriend. She is sweet. I hope he doesn't hurt her too. I feel the same way, Kelly. And I think that if I were her, if I were Brittany, I'd be very hurt watching these episodes at home, because I know even weeks ago, Faith came in. Faith told us that, you know, it was really hard for Brittany to watch the show because Jax is doing these kinds of things behind her back. They were together then, even though she wasn't living here yet, and it was hard for her to watch these things. So to see him, you know, this just aired last night, surprisingly. They aired it and re-aired it again tonight. So, you know, last night she could have been watching this for the first time, like, are you kidding? You're asking this girl out for a second time on camera, and I was about to move in with you and you're lying about it. So I want to take Faith's word for it that that wasn't just for the cameras, that this was really going on, and poor Brittany had no idea. And I don't know what Jax is telling her at the current time about what was happening then to smooth things over, but they live together. They just got a dog together. So I hope that things are going okay at the Jax Taylor residence. Brittany, shout out. You're welcome anytime to come talk about your side of the story. In fact, you all are. But let me get to predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so as we've seen, Brittany is going to move in, and Jax was totally a liar that she was not moving in. So she's on her way. She gets given the keys, and Lala mentions that she sent him a text, come get in my bed at 3 a.m. So my prediction there next week is that Brittany is going to find out who she's really dealing with here. And I think he's going to lie right to her face like he's been lying to Lala's face. So I think he wants to keep both of them in play. I mean, we do also get to see the scene of him whispering to her in the bar, whispering to Lala, can't we just F and no one know about it? So maybe that's where the text came from that she sent him. Whether it was a drunken text or she meant it and wanted to take him up on his offer, I think we're going to see a lot of lying to both girls from Jax, the Jax we know so well. Also, I think next week might be the week we get to see Schwartz's proposal. So next week we're going to be 10 episodes in, and I feel like maybe compared to the last three seasons, we haven't seen too much drama and too many exciting storylines. So I really want this to happen next week. We get to see him sweating it out, but I really want to see the real proposal. I think it was a great night for everyone when it did happen real time in real life. There was a lot of Instagramming going on, so it seems like the whole gang was there, dressed up. Even Kristen was there, and they're, you know, hugging in a photo together that I saw from back when it actually happened. So I think it's going to be a great scene. I'm so excited to see this finally happen and so excited for Katie and Tom to, like, move on and seal the deal. And it looks like Lisa is totally giving her blessing and telling Tom, like, do it now before you change your mind, dude. So we're really hoping we get to see that and it doesn't get cut off at the end of the episode and we have to wait till week 11. Goodness. Oh, well, that's all my predictions for next week. Let's see. I think Tom Sandoval likes confrontation. All right, Kelly. Good observation. You think Tom likes confrontation. Okay. I don't know. I don't see him actively going after confrontation, but I do think maybe he does like to get excited when confrontation visits him. But he doesn't like to get hit in the face. He's a little girly about that, right? But he does like using concealer. He was acting ridiculous. The whole fight was unnecessary. I agree with you, Kelly. Layla, it seemed fake, she says. Okay. Some people thinking it seemed fake. I think that they seemed a little drunk. I hope it was staged, says Kelly. Okay. Well, maybe it was. I don't know how much producer manipulation goes on the show. I hope that not as much goes on as could be thought. I think sometimes it's a little obvious to me what they go tell them to talk about, but I do think that it is a real show with real drama. You guys, Vanderpump Rules is my favorite show, and you know that. Thank you so much for joining me. I survived my solo show. We will definitely have at least one member back next week, if not both. Dan hopefully will be coming back from Down Under soon. But you guys can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER. Love you so much. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.